G'day, Lottie. How are you today?
What a dear little town Waratah is. It really is like taking a step back into time when you visit.
It sure is. It's just a lovely, quiet little place with a waterfall in the middle of town, and they're cared after. The residents there look after their area so well, and it's a pleasure to take a visit to Waratah. On a nice day or in a snow, when it's snowing, it's still good. We've got the Waratah Heritage Festival coming up on the 4th and 5th of December, and it is celebrating 150th anniversary of the discovery of tin at Waratah by Philosopher Smith. In 1871, James Philosopher Smith discovered tin at Waratah, and that was the beginning of a boom.
It triggered the creation of the town and also a mining boom, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it meant a lot so much for Tasmania, they tell me. On the history of it, Tasmania was identified then as a major state because of the product that came out of it. And and there was pubs everywhere. There was people coming from everywhere to mine. There was miners coming from all over the world. And the history of Waratah was began.
I don't think a lot of people here on the Northwest Coast truly appreciates what Waratah has had over 150 years, and it's a great weekend to celebrate. And if we go back to Federation in 1901, the Mount Lyell Copper Mine in Queenstown, that and also with the mining of tin at Mount Bischoff was really the engine room for our economy back then.
It was, yes. It made the state, and apparently there was some big connection with Victoria that Tasmania would never be a state on its own rights, and without the support of what this discovery done for the state. And it really marked us, Tasmania, as a part of Australia, you know, identified Tasmania as being an important part of Australia.
When we get there over the weekend, what can we look forward to, Robbie?
There's a Heritage Festival events. I've got a copy of the Heritage Festival events, and it begins on the Saturday with... I'll just run through the list of them. There's a heap of things, Lee. Your family, just before I go, your family's got a big connection with Waratah, haven't they?
Very proud of my grandfather, Dudley, with a stamp mill, which is right in the town of Waratah. And he was getting the tin for a number of years at Mount Bischoff. And with thanks to a lot of people in the Waratah Wynyard Council and also the state government, Brian Green, who was Premier at the time, he helped relocate the old shed, the stamp mill from Mount Bischoff to put it into the town.
Yeah, I can recall that happening. I was a councillor, Kevin Hyland was the mayor, and the Historical Machinery Club and Kevin and the locals up there, they volunteered for months and months to relocate the Kenworthy Stampler Mill, and that is a demonstration exhibition of its own. Whenever you like to go to Waratah, you can walk in the shed, press a button, and gee, see how it was all done, Lee.
And it makes a bit of a noise too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it rattles and bangs a bit, but that's part of mining, I suppose.
Is the council keeping an eye on it, like maintaining it? Because let's face it, it needs to be maintained as the years go by.
Yep, it's part of our maintenance around Waratah with our staff. When anything needs doing there, it's certainly kept up to date. Peter Smith, he's a descendant of a philosopher, and Peter's going to be there with... all the memorabilia. We're so lucky to have Peter on board and his family and the descendants of Philosopher Smith. With all the memorabilia that they have, that's going to be on display in the Athenaeum Hall. All the memorabilia, the paperwork, and all the right claims and things like that, transactions that took place. And the population was enormous. Like nowadays, I think there's around 300 permanent residents in Waratah, but they love the place. Those people that live there just love Waratah.
And a couple of football sides as well. We had the Wanderers and Bischoff.
Yep, so much history. And the museum and Philosopher Smith's display by the Peter Smith family, and that it's gonna bring back a lot of memories. And there's another family that, the Thorne family, they had a big to-do with Waratah. But anyway, look, I'll run through the plan of events for the Waratah Heritage Festival, celebrating the 150 years. To begin with, the Forth Valley History Group present James Philosopher Smith, his life and achievements. That's one then for the Philosopher Smith Trails, the historical display in the Athenaeum Hall. Waratah Market, there's going to be stalls, poetry readings, show bags, Devonshire teas and kids' activities in the Elmer Fagan Hall. the old Waratah Post Office is going to be an open day there. The Waratah Museum, looking back at Waratah celebrations from the past, treasures from the... Oh, there's a kitchen cookbook available for purchase, old recipes from Waratah. The Cradle Coast Cycling Club are going to have a Waratah cycling race. The Waratah Street Party, live music by Mike Temby and the coachman, and food and drinks. The Burnie Brass Band, where the Thorne family get together at the Bishop Hotel. Then there's the Old Pretenders Highland Band. The Waratah Warblers, they're a pop-up singing performers. They're there. The Veteran Car Club, Harold Riley is a legend. He is a legend. And he's going to be there with his blacksmith display. And looking back into that, it would be so good for those that got an interest in that. And the Historical Machinery Club, they're going to be there with all their old wares. There's going to be indoor bowling. There's going to be a tournament in the Elmer Fagan Hall over in William Street, indoor bowling competition.
For the complete list of events happening in Waratah over that weekend, are you going to work the program up on the Waratah When You Council webpage?
Yeah, we sure are, Lee. 1:30 Saturday morning, the exhibition opens. And at 12 o'clock, the interpretation panel at the Waratah, unveiling of the interpretation panel. And then 2 o'clock, the official opening of the exhibition. Nick Haygarth is going to be there with his historical presentation at 2:15. Poetry reading at 3 o'clock by Richard Wolfe. And the refreshments all day, every day. And there's going to be a lot of people go to Waratah. There's a huge amount of Tasmanians with a connection to Waratah, Lee, isn't there? 1871, here we go, 150 years ago. Time goes, doesn't it?
So head up there for one or the 2 days on the 4th and 5th of December, 150 years celebrating Waratah and telling us all about it, the Mayor of Waratah Wynyard Council, Robbie Rolsch. As always, we appreciate your time.
It shall do, Lee. See you there. Bye now.